and Ireland Retail Trade Association. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. Small Business Saturday is this Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, it's tomorrow, so we're hoping for a fantastic day. You know, we're making a big call to consumers, to shoppers, to make a special effort tomorrow to support local retailers, explore the fantastic quality and choice that they offer. And it's not just, I suppose, a call for one particular day. You know, we want consumers and shoppers to make that special effort across the Christmas and New Year period, because I think that people will find that, you know, independent retailers offer something different to the big multiple chain stores.
And do you find that people are buying into the idea of getting the personal touch, the personal experience of the small shopkeeper, or are we really looking at the beginning of the end?
No, I think that you're seeing in recent years a big decline in the weekly shop or the fortnightly shop. People are now doing multiple shopping trips throughout the week. It's more of a basket shop now than a trolley shop. People are using local butchers in a way they maybe weren't 5, 6, 7 years ago. So I think the trend is moving towards independent retail and the choice, the quality, the extra customer service that independent retailers can bring to consumers. And obviously, when you look at big supermarkets where there's only ever people on checkouts now, it can be a very impersonal experience for shoppers. And what we've got to try and do is give consumers an experience, a positive experience. We've got to put the social in the shopping. We've got to make shopping a fun experience. And that's why, you know, it's good town centres, good high streets are all about that mix of retail alongside very strong hospitality offer, good restaurants, good bars, good cafes. And so, you know, because ultimately there's nothing fun about pushing a big trolley around some big out-of-town box, but there is something fun about a town centre which is not just a good range of retail, but good coffee shops, good restaurants, good bars. So like that, providing shoppers with that experience that people would want to come back time and time again.
Glenn, let's hope people consider it tomorrow, even in the poor weather, but the small operative has to be considered. And maybe it's the future. We talk about the multinationals, we consider the online shopping. Maybe we'll all rediscover the wheel and get a feeling of how wonderful it is to have a small business in your street. It was only the other day when I was driving actually on the Lisburn Road, very slowly in the traffic, that I realised how many very upmarket but small operatives there are, for example, in that part of town. It's incredibly busy down there. I know the girls around the country be saying, Frank, have you never been out before? Were you not aware of that? Yes, I knew that the Lisburn Road was vibrant, but I didn't realise, to be honest, until I was stuck in the traffic, just how much choice there is in places like that.
Absolutely. Lisburn Road is, I suppose, one of the jewels in the independent retail crown. You know, there's some fantastic independent retailers that are really offering something very different, very distinctive. And they're a big part of Belfast retail offer. So I think the big challenge for Belfast City Centre is more distinctive, different retailers coming, locating in the city centre. Because, you know, Belfast is a very strong retail offer. In many ways, it's very similar to other cities like Manchester or Glasgow or Birmingham. And so that's where more independent retailers will add to that mix, will add to that offer. And that's our big priority. And that's why we want Small Business Saturday to be a showcase, not just to the existing independent retailers we have, but a beacon to the entrepreneurs, the future independent retailers that we so desperately need to see.
Yeah, fair play. Glenn, thank you.